Thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. You are listening to episode number 103, and I am sitting out in the parking lot, hopefully avoiding some rain clouds in Prescott Valley, Arizona. The exact address, in case you're interested, let's give these folks a plug. It is Little Dealer Little Prices, 2757 North Truewood Road in Prescott Valley, right off Highway 69. They are an RV, camper, trailer, motorhome, everything else I can't afford dealership. And no, I am not here to get another mobile studio for the Mile High Show. Our Honda Odyssey van is doing just fine for that. But the reason I am here is because the entire community, there are several hundred people out here now, are out here having fun, eating some barbecue, playing in some bouncy houses, and listening to some great music because a member of our community has taken ill. His name is Sean Caswell. He has been a law enforcement officer in this area for about 16 years and recently was diagnosed with cancer. So his family is unable to cover the expenses entailed with that treatment. Even with the benefits they receive as public servants, it's not enough. And any of you who have gone through any kind of major medical issues know full well it's never enough. So the community has reached out to organize this event with the help of Little Dealer Little Prices, or what is it? Yeah, Little Dealer Little Prices in Prescott Valley, along with dozens of other organizations and businesses in the area to donate items for raffle that's going on right now. A couple of bands are out here to play. Food has been donated, and there's folks walking around collecting money for the Caswell family because that's what this kind of community is. In other parts of the country, even other parts of this state, there's often friction between law enforcement and the community, issues and problems. Well, we don't necessarily feel that up here in our little neck of the woods in rural Arizona, a couple hours north of Phoenix. And a big chunk of that is because the members of law enforcement, of first responders, firefighters, and public servants up here, they are not necessarily blank, anonymous faces wearing badges and uniforms. They are integral members of our community. They're your friends. They're your neighbors. They're your little league coaches. They're the parents cheering youth sports on fields throughout the area. They are active in our community in supporting other causes. It's often been told to me by members of law enforcement and again, first responders, when you come in contact with them, that group of the public, it's often your worst day. You are going through some sort of medical or you're the victim of a crime or you've been involved in an accident, something where you are having an absolutely horrible day. It could be a life-altering event, and they're there to help, to walk you through that, to assist you in getting through to the other side. And they do that willingly. They do that eagerly here in this part of the state, in this part of the country. I have, through the course of my employment in local media, gotten to know many, many members of our local law enforcement and first responders on a first-name basis to where I feel fortunate to be able to call them friends. And now it is a time for the public, the community, to reach out and help one of those law enforcement officers who is in need himself. That is Sean Caswell, recently diagnosed with cancer. So that is why we were all here. One of the folks helping organize this is Dwight DeEvlin of the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. He is the public information officer who is in charge of issuing out public statements, press releases, but he's also deeply involved in the education aspect of educating kids and families on safety and crime prevention in various ways he does that. So we're going to sit down and talk with Dwight because he is also a member of Road One South, one of the premier blues bands in this area, and they are setting up right now, getting in. Dwight's going to get ready to take his seat behind the drum set, but at one of the breaks, we're going to sit down and talk with Dwight and a couple other members of the band to find out why they're here, why it's so important to support the community and the law enforcement community in particular in a time of need. If you are in a position to do so, please donate to Sean Caswell and his family. Again, 16 years behind the badge, father, friend, and now cancer sufferer. So reach out, help Sean Caswell and his family. You can do that at PayPal directly using the email, grab a pencil, 28-701 at msn.com. Again, 28-701 at msn.com, directly through PayPal, or take down these numbers, Jessica Sheldon. These are all 928 area codes. 928 area codes for Jessica Sheldon, 830-5776, Aubrey Phillips, 710-1205, or Michelle Day at 458-0525. Again, all of those are 928 area codes, or again, email through PayPal, 28-701 at msn.com. Now, again, certain parts of the country, certain parts of this state, you don't see this connection between law enforcement and the community. We get that here. We are fortunate enough to be able to benefit from the great men and women behind the badge. Again, they're not anonymous faces. These are our friends, our family, our neighbors. So if you can help out the Caswell family, please do so. Again, through PayPal, 28-701 at msn.com is the email connected to that PayPal account. And when we do talk with Dwight, who's banging away on those drums, as you can hear right now, we're also going to talk about an upcoming benefit for the Hyslop and Farmer families, two members of the Chino Valley Police Department who have undergone some very serious medical problems with their infant daughters. These girls are months old, and one has had open-heart surgery recently, and the other has gone through a very in-depth intestinal issue and has had to have surgery, was airlifted out of the area, and that family is in need of help, both the Farmer and the Hyslop families. Two infant daughters, two separate families. We're going to have one benefit, and we'll have more information on that. It's going to be October 1st in Chino Valley at the Windmill House. We've got some GoFundMe pages set up for those families. And again, October 1st to help the Chino Valley PD with the Farmer and the Hyslop families to help their infant daughters who are both going through some very serious medical issues. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, talk to Dwight and his band about why they are helping out and what exactly it means to be a member of law enforcement in Yavapai County, in the Prescott, Quad, and Cinco Cities area, and how you can help those in need. So stick around. Thanks for tuning in to episode 103 of The Mile High Show. Oh, we're also brought to you by Amazon.com. Use that Amazon link at milehighshow.com for all your online shopping, and doesn't cost you anything extra, but it gives us a little bit to help us get to events like these and report back to you. So sit back and enjoy. Thing we got to do.
Well, that just takes all the challenge, right?
Well, you guys
don't read directions,
great.
Do you, Matt?
Introduce yourselves.
Well, my name is Bob Dillon, and I live in. I'm Dwight Dillon from the Road One South Band.
I can understand you speaking, so you're not Bob Dillon.
Dwight Dillon from Road One South. I want to thank Matt for being out here, and we really, I'll get a plug in, really appreciate all the work he does, the Mile High Show. supporting musicians all over this community.
Now
so,
now I feel bad. You were auctioning off one of those mugs, and I got one for free. I feel like I better go write a check.
You deserve it, Matt. You do.
Well, the check would be welcome.
Nice and tight in there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Chris Russo, guitar player with the Road One South Band. And
guitar player, guitar, some vocals, guitar creator, as we saw last week.
He repairs guitars. He writes music.
What was that you were playing last week over at El Charro?
Oh, that was a cigar box guitar.
Now, do you have to smoke them all first? Do you buy the empty boxes? What's the procedure here?
Now, be honest, Chris.
I should probably keep this one to myself. No, yeah. In actuality, I've accumulated a few cigar boxes from various sources.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what?
The next one's
I don't know if
vintage.
It's on the up and up, so I've got a cop heading this way.
Yeah, well.
Do you also make whiskey bottle amplifiers that you got to drink all that for you?
Ooh, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Beer keg speakers? What else?
Wow, you're very creative, Matt. These are great ideas.
You and I have to talk afterwards.
Now, who is it? Somebody out in the Verde or Jerome? Is it Howie Rock? Somebody out there makes these... make stuff out of whiskey bottles and that. He puts them on Facebook.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I've seen him on that. Can't remember who it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, get a little bit. First off, we're here because you guys play great music. We always look forward to watching and listening to Road One South
Thank
play.
You, Matt.
But we are here at Little Dealer, Little Prices, for something specific today.
Yeah.
Dwight, tell us a little bit about
that. Officer
Sean. I talked
Sean...
about a little bit of it on the intro, but now you can correct all the mistakes
and
I made.
Well, no, you don't make mistakes. And I just learned from a friend of mine that Officer Caswell, who has colon cancer, and that's going to be a tough road, was a detention officer with the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. So he's got that connection. I know we had a lot of support from the deputies here, too. But it's so expensive these days to get anything done. If you go into the hospital for a day, it's $5,000.
Yeah.
And you can imagine a cancer treatment situation. So we're so glad to be out here. The turnout has been incredible. And the auction's going great, and we're just glad to support the event with some music.
Now, one of the things I mentioned in the intro, I also talked with you recently on my radio show about the way our community here interacts with law enforcement, first responders of all kind, whether ambulance drivers, firefighters, but specifically law enforcement, is not necessarily the interaction that happens nationwide or even throughout other parts of the world. And what do you attribute that to? Obviously, we've got great public support out here that in other parts of the country you wouldn't see.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it that we're feeling that here in Yavapai County?
Well,
what do you think?
I just think people understand the job that these guys and gals have to do every day and how tough it is, and that they're here to protect our community and their families. And that relationship overrides almost everything else. Now, that's not to say cops out here are perfect. They've had some issues, too.
Yeah.
But my boss, the sheriff, and I know some of the police chiefs are very transparent about the problems we've had occasionally with law enforcement officers. And we come out, we say it, we admit it, and we take ownership and move on. But for the most part, the job gets done every day.
Yeah.
And I think the community appreciates that.
One of the things that I see as a member of the public and in past incarnations as a member of the media and things is just the interaction with law enforcement, not necessarily at the scene of a crime, at a house fire, at a an accident. It's the ongoing discussions that happen at the schools, at various public events.
Coffee with a cop.
Exactly.
Community forums.
National Night Out.
Yes,
thank you.
National Night Out.
Yeah,
was
that
a
was a great one.
It's the ongoing education and familiarization. I almost got that out correctly.
It's community outreach.
Yeah.
You're right. And that's so critical. I know Prescott Valley does a lot of that. We're doing everything we can with our Right by Kids safety program and Deputy Do Right and all that. And that you're right. That's a big bridge to keep the partnership going.
It's almost as if, and again, I feel very fortunate to call a lot of the community here, the first responder community, friends, both on a personal and professional basis. But when you come up to, even if it is an emergency event, you come up and it's not necessarily badge and uniform. It's first the face. Oh, I know him. I know her from Little League, from shopping at the
grocery store.
It's
that small town atmosphere that we hope to maintain.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
A lot of that comes from Dwight Devlin, who is, you're very active, like I said, as the PIO. in getting that transparency out there, getting the word out on different events and educational as well as
And our goal is, you know, we're not an island of crime. I mean, we've got to face that. Low crime, yes, but we still have a lot of community issues, and that's why getting this stuff out is so important to me, so folks know what's going on around them.
And you have the opportunity, both of you have the opportunity to be kind of the face at different events in a way that's not just educational. It's not just handing out a pamphlet. You get to play some great music, get some people up and dancing.
Yeah, get to have some fun and go work for a really good cause.
Yeah.
Give us a little background and go back to milehighshow.com, look at the archives, because I want to say it was within the top 10. I think it was episode 6 or so when I sat down with the whole band, all you guys, and got a little bit of your bio. But give us a little bit about your background, your musical background.
Started playing when I was about 13.
It's like, what, 12 years now?
Yeah, it's about 12 years, yeah. And started playing surf music, of all things.
Yeah.
And turned to kind of shorten the story up, played a number of bands, playing Pop 40 and the usual stuff.
What was home for you? What
Hawthorne,
region?
California.
Ah, in the heart of the surf scene.
Had Dennis Wilson not quit school, he and I would have graduated together. So, and there was a number of Wilsons in the
He didn't
the
go
school.
On to do anything.
A lot of talent came out of that high school, too, really.
So, back the blue, support law enforcement, and stay in school. I think we're hitting all bases here.
Yeah. There you go.
Stay in school, and you won't be part of the Beach Boys. You'll be playing at Little Dealer, Little Prices. So I don't think that's a big selling point.
You got to roll the dice one way or the other.
Oh, yeah.
But, you're not playing with Dwight Dell. You know, Wilson's not playing with Dwight Dell.
That's exactly right.
I've heard him say that, and he's very, very bummed out. But, no, that's
But we've
true.
Got him. So.
And I'm so excited to have these guys. John, Ron, Chris, myself, Jay. Yeah,
give us last names too, because this is a little different lineup than when we talked as on the podcast.
Yeah. Ron Green on bass, of course. Chris on guitar, Russo, John Wirtz on guitar and vocals, and Jay Shermer couldn't be here today. He's about to be a grandfather, we think, in California.
Nice.
So we're going to hear from him. But we have Luke Jarrett out here, who is a real good harp player, and he was willing to come out on his own time and sit in.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Now, what's the connection with him? Where do you hook up with him?
Actually, we met him at a blues jam.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's some great jams going on in town, and we're meeting a lot of good players, so there's a lot of folks calling each other, and we're sitting in with each other, and it's really a lot of fun.
Now, we talked a little bit about the support law enforcement has for you, and I want to get back to the music scene, because I want to know where you guys are playing up next. We talked a little bit about it last week. Got a couple of big gigs coming up, but as I'm shuffling my paperwork here, aside from Sean Caswell, we've got a couple of things coming up. We don't know exactly what's happening as far as the lineup or itinerary.
Itinerary.
We don't know the itinerary yet. But we've had a couple of local law enforcement officers through Chino Valley who are also going through some pretty extensive medical issues, not with themselves, but with their children.
Right.
Infant gals, Stephen Farmer, Officer Farmer, his little girl had some pretty extensive intestinal problems, airlifted to Phoenix, again, incurring tens of thousands of dollars of medical costs. And Officer Heislip out of Chino also, whose daughter had open heart surgery. And these two little girls are months old. I think Farmer's is about a year.
Yeah, I think a little older than a year maybe. But, it's been tough all the way around. I mean, you see a kid in a hospital situation like that, it's heart-wrenching.
Yeah, so, again, it's an example of the community coming together on October 1st. At Windmill House in Chino Valley. That's
right.
On West Road 4 North. There's going to be a dual benefit to help both of these families to raise some money. A lot of time, effort, and goods are being donated for that. There's a GoFundMe page. There's a couple of event pages. What I'm going to direct folks to is the Town of Chino Valley.
Yeah, you've got a good link on
Facebook
there.
Facebook page. We're constantly putting up the events there. There's Town of Chino Valley AZ on Facebook or go to chinoaz.net on the web. There's a link for that right there. Again, we're not sure. There's some talk about maybe some music coming in, but above all, it's showing how the community is really coming to the support of local law enforcement.
Yeah. It's awesome, and we're going to push that Windmill House event at our next few shows out in Chino, actually, and try and get a lot of folks out there.
And what do you got coming up?
Well,
we got a couple shows out in Chino Valley.
This coming a week from today, we have the dynamic duo of Chris and John back again. They had a great turnout last Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, we got some video posted on that. It was just a wonderful evening of kind of acoustic songs that we
over
do.
El Charro Norte.
El Charro Norte for that from 6 to 9. And then.
And that's a week from today, tonight, the 27th. April. I'm time traveling here.
Yeah.
August 27th. Oh, are we in your way?
Oh, don't know.
I don't know.
Well, we'll take the cash. No.
Yeah. If I get a commission, it's for sale. Somebody wants to buy a motorhome here.
And we're going to have to get back on the bandstand here, I think. The first Saturday in September.
September 3rd.
Granite Creek Vineyards. 1 to 4. And then the following Saturday.
That's full band
or Friday. The county fair, 6 to 9.
All right, we'll have links
to those. 7 to 9.
I'll go all day. Just show up all day.
We'll tell them Matt Santos to go all day.
Go all day, spend your money.
We've been able to extend a song or two.
Yeah.
All right, so we got the full band on the 3rd, the full band on the 9th, and the, what did you call them? The
Dynamic Duo. Next Saturday,
of
the
John
27th.
At
They're doing a great job, and we appreciate all the work that Gary's doing out there to make that restaurant just a cool place to go.
A lot of fun to hang out. Beautiful view from the patio. Dwight, do us a favor. Give us where folks can find information about the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, because in addition to the news briefs you put out, there's also the Code Red emergency alert system that's there.
Go to ycsoaz.gov. And you'll find all the information you need. And for the band, road1south.com.
Gotcha.
And we're on Facebook, too.
Road1south.com.
Yep. And we'll have links to those.
Yeah. And Matt, thank you again for all your support.
No problem.
Did you have something out of your cup yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, geez,
I have not. I don't want to dirty
whatever
it.
Whatever you pour into it.
My coffee might burn a hole right through that cup.
That cup's hardcore.
That cup will heat that coffee for you.
And it makes it taste that much better. Hey, back to the stage, guys. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you. Thanks to all our fans.
Well, that's it. That's our show. Thanks for listening to episode 103 of the Mile High Show. All of our back episodes are available at milehighshow.com. And please use that Amazon banner there at milehighshow.com for all your online shopping. It helps us by letting Amazon know you got to them through us, and they give us a little thank you at the end of the month. That's always appreciated. Again, don't forget, if you are in a position to do so, donate to the Sean Caswell family. The numbers that were listed there, let me run through them again. All of them, 928 area codes. Jessica Sheldon, 830-5776. Aubrey Phillips, 710-1205. Or Michelle Day, 458-0525. Again, all of those in the 928 area code. Or donate directly through PayPal using the email 28-701@msn.com. If you are also in a position to do so for the Farmer and Hyslop families, two Chino Valley officers who are in need of your assistance to help their baby girls, Saturday, October 1st, 2016. Saturday, October 1st in Chino Valley, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., $15 for adults, $5 for children, and 5 and under are free for a spaghetti dinner and silent auction. The easiest way to get in touch with these folks, call 928-636-4223 extension 2. We'll hook you up. Or also check out the Town of Chino Valley Facebook page, Town of Chino Valley AZ on Facebook, or the town's website at chinoaz.net has a link right there to the Facebook page. So again, if you're in a position to do so, help out these three families, the Hyslops, farmers and Caswells in any way you can. Thanks for tuning in. Again, this was kind of a shortened version, so we hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any suggestions for either venues to record at or guests that you would like to hear, send us a message, info@milehighshow.com, or use the contact page right there at milehighshow.com. Keep in mind also we've got some road trips coming soon. Use that support page if you can. We also take donations. We've got some extended road trips coming up throughout the state and into California for some upcoming shows. And if you are a listener, you appreciate what we're doing, let us know either monetarily if you can at that PayPal button at milehighshow.com, or head over to iTunes, give us a rating and a review, let us know what you think of the show. We can use your help. We can use your support to get you the shows, the guests, the venues that you enjoy hearing about, and shining a spotlight on some of the local newsmakers, entertainers, performers, artists, all those fine folks that make our area a fun place to live. So thank you again for tuning in. Check out Road One South at roadonesouth.com. They supplied both the intro and the outro music today. And catch them live September 3rd at Granite Creek Vineyards and September 9th at the Yavapai County Fair. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk to you soon.
Gonna hurt you like you hurt me.